Mark chapter 10, verses 42 through 45. That's our passage today as we continue to pray through the Bible. And Jesus called to him and said, "You know that those who are considered rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great ones exercise authority over them, but it shall not be so with you. For whoever would like to be great among you must be your servant, and whoever would be first must be your slave. For even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many." So James and John came to Jesus with a bold request. "Let us sit at your right and the other at your left when you come into glory." That was their question. The other disciples were outraged. You can't blame them. But Jesus used the entreaty for a teaching moment. The ways of the world are built around power and control, people lording it over others. The golden rule of the world is, he who has gold rules. And power is used to make others stoop. Jesus, however, lived and taught counter to culture. For those who follow him, true greatness is measured by service. And if you want to be first in line, you must go to the back of the line. Jesus himself showed us how that works. He didn't come to sit on a throne. He left his throne in heaven to hang on a cross. He didn't come to be served, but to serve us and to give his life a ransom for many. In his death, he demonstrated the ultimate act of service. So following hard after Jesus is not about positions or of honor and power. Following hard after Jesus is more backstage than front stage. The rewards are given to those who serve wherever and whenever they are needed. Many times that may mean no one ever sees. No one, that is, except Jesus. He looks deep into the heart and sees our motives and intentions. So a couple talking points. Ask God to help you be willing to serve in a way that no one sees except him. And secondly, ask God to help you teach your children and grandchildren the importance of going to the back of the line. Lord Jesus, thank you for teaching us about service and showing us how to serve. May we follow hard after you as our Savior and follow your example of true service. In your name we pray. Amen.